From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At least 41 people have died in a fire that broke out at a hospital in South Korea, and that number is expected to rise. The fire broke out early Friday in the emergency room of Sejong Hospital in the city of Miryang, about 300 kilometers south of Seoul. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said that in a rare show of unity, opposition and ruling senior officials went to Miryang to offer their condolences to the victims and their families. In late December, 29 people were killed in a fire that tore through an eight-story building in the city of Jaesan. That was the country's deadliest blaze over the past decade before the hospital fire. The U.S. president has dismissed New York Times and Washington Post stories that he wanted to fire special counsel Robert Mueller in June, but backed off when the White House counsel threatened to quit. He described the accounts to reporters as fake news. Mueller is investigating allegations that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia in interfering in the 2016 presidential election. He's also looking into possible obstruction of justice by the White House. Venezuela's top court has excluded the opposition coalition from the upcoming presidential election, a move that virtually ensures that the unpopular leftist president Nicolas Maduro will win another term. Registration of the parties and candidates to run in the election was slated to happen this weekend. The Supreme Court, however, told the National Election Council late Thursday to delay registration for 6 months. The court did not give a reason for the ruling. From Washington, this is VOA. Not one to shy away from controversial statements in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum, U.S. President Donald Trump has questioned whether peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians will ever resume. And as Henry Ridgewell reports, President Trump is due to give a much-anticipated speech at the closing sessions of the conference on Friday.
The general mood in Davos is upbeat, with synchronized global growth forecasts. But behind the many closed doors, there is talk of danger ahead. The background report to the summit is titled Fractures, Fears and Failures, a reflection of growing global tension. Donald Trump is due to give the closing speech to the conference Friday. Davos is braced for what could be a dramatic finale Friday afternoon. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
President Donald Trump is set to play the role of America's salesman-in-chief in his speech promoting the rebounding U.S. economy in front of the global elite in Davos.
I think it's going to be very well received. It's a very positive message. The United States is doing fantastically well, better than we've done in decades. The stock markets are incredible. Businesses are coming back into the United States. I think it's going to be a great message that people are going to like hearing.
Trump is expected to address the conference shortly. Since late last year, Ugandan medical facilities have been grappling with a severe blood shortage. This crisis underscores a longer-term struggle to get Ugandans to give blood. Halima Atumani reports from Kampala.
The Ministry of Health says the shortage is temporary, but health experts say public education is also needed. World Health Organization standards would have Uganda collecting 25,000 units per month. That would require about 10% of the population to donate. Companies have stepped up to the challenge during the current shortage, urging employees to donate. Staff at the blood bank certainly hope that message will spread. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Grocery shoppers got a little too excited in France when a supermarket chain deeply discounted jars of Nutella. Aficionados of the chocolate hazelnut spread jostled and fought with each other when the Intermarché supermarkets offered the treat at a 70% discount. Videos posted on social media showed huge crowds with people pushing, shoving, and grabbing as many jars as they could carry. In some stores, police had to be called as scuffles broke out between customers. In Lahore, an employee told a newspaper that he saw a customer with a black eye. France is the second biggest consumer of Nutella, eating around 100 million jars per year. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.